Blog Talk Radio.
Coming through.
told me that he would, so we're going to wait around and see. I don't know what he's going to do at this point. But do you have any business topics you want to talk about?
I don't know, man. I mean, you know, I might have to ask you some, you know, some relationship questions, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, put you on the spot a little bit. You know, it's like, how much should a person change for their significant other?
Just, what do you mean change?
I mean, you know, like, if something they do, you know, bothers their partner or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Should they change that, or, you know, if it's something like, you know, small or whatever?
Well, I think it's more so if the person wants the relationship, then you gotta consider compromising certain things. Because we all have our little ways about us, especially like when you're single and you get into a pattern of doing things a certain type of way. And I personally feel like if you're going to decide to be with somebody, you're going to have to compromise things and change a little bit. Now, I'm not saying do a complete 180 of who you are, but, I mean, because some things are just in you and that's just you, and they should be able to accept certain things. But I think, you know, if something really bothers your partner that much about you and they come to you with it, you have no choice but to consider, if you want to be with that person, you know, to change. And I think it's all about the person and the willingness to do so. So I say you change as much as needed for the relationship, or you risk the chance of losing your mate.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, I agree with that, man. I mean, it's like, it's not like you want to change who you are, though, because, I mean, if you change who you are, it's like, then, you know what I'm saying, you're no longer the person that they fell in love with or the person that they want to be with or what have you. You know what I'm saying? I think a lot of things come down to, we fall into habits. A lot of those habits are defense mechanisms, you know, based on previous relationships or previous situations or what have you. You know what I mean? It's like a lot of things do. You know, a lot of people say, oh, that's just how I am. I'm, you know, you should do, you know, whatever. You know, I mean, I know male men and women who, oh, I flirt. That's what I do. It's like, it's not nothing serious. I just flirt. Okay, I mean, you know, we walk through the mall or whatever. I don't mind you smiling and, you know, a little whatever, man. But you know what I'm saying? When you blatantly, like, holding eye contact or, you know what I'm saying? When things are, like, past flirting and, like, crossing the line of being disrespectful to the person that you're with, then you know what I'm saying? And that's when something has to be done about it. I mean, it's like, think that, you know, we lock ourselves into positions with phrases like, I ain't gonna change for nobody. You know, if you love me as I am. All of these things, you know what I'm saying? It's like they lock us into stuff and prevent us from being able to communicate with people in society, period. Not just a significant other or, you know, your partner or whatever, but with anybody. You know, I mean, it's like, you try to apply that to everything. I ain't gonna change for nobody. I mean, man, if I'm single and I'm sitting on the couch scratching my nuts at home by myself, that's one thing. But I'm in a relationship now. We having company over to the house. You know, I can't be behaving like no dog. You know, sitting on the couch scratching nuts. I'm in front of company. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's just, there's some things, man, that you have to be willing to, you know what I'm saying? I mean, People don't really realize how serious it is, but I mean, a relationship, like anything else in life, a relationship with your boss, with your job, with your children, with, you know, whoever, it's a job. I mean, it's work constantly, you know what I'm saying? When you sit back and take it for granted and make assumptions, man, that's when things get out of control. And when you turn around and you look up and it's like, man, you know, how did my coffee table slide over to the left a little bit? It's like, man, it's been sliding. enough a couple of little centimeters every day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like just paying attention. So it's your responsibility to get your ass up, move the coffee table back in place, and then pay more attention to it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
well, we got a caller here on the line that we're going to pull them in here. They may have something they want to add. 5742 is the last four of your digits. Who do we have?
You have payroll.
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. We're over here discussing some things on Grown Folks Business this morning. I don't know how much you've heard, but I think the question was, how much are you willing to change for your partner or significant other? So do you have something you want to add to that?
Oh, no question. Actually, that's the type of stuff I'm really looking for. I see my previous relationships, I never really gave 100%. I wasn't really ready to bend and give and take, and now I'm at this age in my life, you know, 30. You know, I'm ready to just let my guards down and, you know, have a mate. And actually, whatever I have to do to kind of make it work, I'm willing to do that right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, everybody high five the grown man. Yeah. Everybody high five the grown man.
Huh?
Yeah, man. You know, yeah, oh, so.
Okay, y'all, we got another call here. I'm going to pull them in here. I think it's 641, last four of your digits. Who do we have? Hello,
Derek Clement.
Hey, Derek, what's happening?
What's going on?
Yeah, we was waiting around for you.
Yeah, I'm in Seattle, so I'm getting a little late start, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. That's what's up. You guys, this is my guest co-host this morning, Derek Clement. And I selected him this morning for Grown Folks Business because his Facebook is like off the chain. Now, tell me, what got you into starting all of these questions for people to respond to on Facebook?
I mean, first and foremost, I mean, there's a lot of misinformation out there. I think there are a lot of women who they'll sit and have a conversation with a group of women, but they don't really have a male perspective. You know, men are different than women. You know what I'm saying? We have different needs. We have different expectations in relationships. And the reason I started this was because women would always ask me, well, Derek, why do men cheat? You know, I do everything I'm supposed to do. I cook, I clean, I do everything I'm supposed to do as a woman, but they still cheat or you know, I'm taking care of a man who won't work. Women have all these issues, and you know what I mean? I felt, honestly, that they needed a true male perspective. So what I would do is get on Facebook, and I would create maybe a question or a scenario. I would say, well, ladies, if your man got sentenced to, say, 25 years in prison, would you stick by him? Would you be a ride-or-die chick, or would you bounce? I think it's interesting to hear what's on the ladies' mind.
Yeah.
My problem is I haven't been able
to.
But see,
I think
the thing is, the guys don't respond. See, that's the dilemma. Women will get on there and say, well, like for instance, a couple of days ago, I said, well, a lady, she inboxed me and said, well, Derek, you know, I've been with this guy for, say, 6 years. We're shacking up. You know, we have joint bank accounts. We do everything as a couple, like we're married, but he won't put a ring on my finger. So I want to hear from the men because it's always one-sided. The women will get on there and vent and say what their frustrations are in relationships, but then the men won't respond. So then,
yeah.
You know, that always creates a problem.
Okay, now we have all men on the line this morning besides myself. So let's just throw something out there since we have so many males on the line. Let's throw something out there, maybe a question that you've had that women really want to respond to from the men. So let's see what kind of answers we can get to maybe a question that you had where you didn't have so many male responses.
One was why specific reasons why black men don't date black women. A lot of black men, especially here in Seattle, and not necessarily, especially here in Seattle, they date outside of their race. They choose Caucasian women, Asian women. There are a lot of black women, African-American women, who say, why don't black men date or marry us anymore? And there are a lot of, because I got male friends who are like, well, black women, they stereotype African-American women. She got a bunch of kids. She's on welfare. The list goes on and on. So specifically, or they'll say black women are loud. They're too loud. Like, they won't let a man wear the pants in a relationship. You know, things like that. And then, see, men, they won't comment on that because they don't want to get blasted. They don't want the women to, like, to go off on them. So maybe you can ask your panel of men, are there specific reasons why you won't date African-American women, or is that just kind of like, is that a myth?
Stereotypes exist, man. You know what I mean? It's like, it's not that some black men don't date it. It's like, man, we emulate each other. So our behavior is, you know what I'm saying, unique to our environment. We live in an environment where dating outside the race is like the common thing, and the justifications are being spoken like on a regular basis, and we embrace that. You know, I mean, the biggest problem in the black community is we're not a community of thinkers. You know, we copy off of each other. We emulate each other. We do what the people around us do. So if the environment we in, you know, it's like, hey, we're going to date white women and these other women outside the race, and, you know, the reasons for it is this, then, you know, some dudes is like, okay, boss, then what we doing? You know, we ain't dating black women. You know what I'm saying? Because white women are loud. I know sisters that say they don't date, you know, black men because they abusive. I mean, the white beater came about because every time you watch Cops, you saw a white man with a slingshot T-shirt on there for some type of domestic violence. You know what I mean? It's like we exactly. Lock into these stereotypes. We say things, and then we embrace them, and in our mind, they become true. I mean, you know, it's just as many white women down at the welfare office with five or six kids at 16, 17, 19, 20 as it is sisters. So, I mean, it's like it's a stereotype, man. But then again, on top of that, it's such an emotional topic that it's hard because sisters take it to heart so much. I know sisters that you can't even have a conscious conversation about why a man would possibly date a white woman without them, like, physically trembling. I mean, the rage is like...
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like a lot of dudes don't comment on stuff, man, on Facebook like that because it's like sisters are so angry about that subject. Some brothers too, though, that it's like they'll pick like three words out of your whole comment and just start trying to blast you about it. You know, some sisters right. don't want to hear that in a community where it's a high rate of dating outside the race. And sometimes they imitate the stereotypes that people put out there. You know what I'm saying? It's like you walking down the street. If a dude want to be with a white woman, that's his choice. You ain't got to be eye-fucking him because he passed by you. That's not your business. That's not your dude.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? If a fat dude and you know, out of shape, sloppy-looking dude is walking down the street with a fine sister, a brother ain't got a right to be staring at her like what you doing with him. I mean, it's just like the things go on and on and on. So, I mean, I can't really say. You know what I'm saying? I'm originally from the West Coast myself, so I understand the mindset out here, but it's like it's not really that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's like, I don't know. We just got to have
all the time about white females versus black women when it comes to different topics. Like, I hear a lot of black women, people put up with shit that black women would never go for. You know, and white women like a lot of dick. A lot of black women don't have to go there, you know. So, you know, I personally feel that those are stereotypes too, but that's what I hear a lot when it comes to black women and versus white women in relationships. They just say that, you know, white women put up with a lot of shit that black women just wouldn't go for.
No,
I don't
really think it's what they'll put up for. I just think is they don't think it's I think the black women just think it's way bigger than what it is. Like a white woman, oh, that's so minute. That's nothing to, you know, they're not going crazy because you can't, you was with you went out Thursday and Saturday over the weekend. Compared to the black women, who might say, you're going out too much and you only went out twice with your friends or whatever, you know?
I mean, even that I think is like a stereotype, man. I mean, it's like you got to look at it like, man, I mean, the struggle with our community, man, it goes back to, you know, to slavery, man. You know what I mean? It's like the black woman had to take on a different role than the white woman in this community, in this society. I mean, you know what I'm saying? The white woman was always able to sit back and be the woman. You know what I'm saying? With the exception of the wartime, when they had to step their game up a little bit and do some job that men do, but they were never forced to be like the head of the household, not simply because, you know. I mean, it's a lot of history. I mean, but this is 2013, and there's really no excuse for that. You know what I'm saying? The problem is that we don't communicate about these things as a community. You know, we don't have these discussions, man. As a community, we complain. As a community, we like to discuss problems as opposed to solutions. You know, me personally, man, I can never marry outside of my race because I have a daughter. I have sisters. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's like I could be with a probably with a person of another color for the rest of my life if we met and the relationship worked out, but I could never marry them because of that. You know what I'm saying? Because what does it say to my daughter that I, you know, I couldn't, you know, she's not worthy. And I mean, it's a sad thing that, you know, because women raise women and they communicate with women that I would even have to go through that. You know what I'm saying? Because that's like a burden I'm placing on my daughter unnecessarily, which it shouldn't be. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, we can stereotype white women, man, been putting up in, you know what I'm saying, with the white man and supporting him forever because the white man, you know, you take World War One, you know what I'm saying, or some crazy ass wars. White man's charging through, you know, gunfire and all of that, man. You know, they might beat a white woman ass and shit, man, but you know what I'm saying? They're going to defend her womanhood. You know what I'm saying? The same thing applies to the black man. All these stereotypes, man, apply a little bit to everybody. You know, but like I said, I don't
want to think. I think black women, you know, I don't know what the number is specifically, what the percentage is, but there are a lot of single black women. There are a lot of single black women. A lot of these single black women, they're educated, they have good careers, but they're grown and they can't find a spouse. They can't find Mr. Right. I truly believe that there are a lot of African-American women, in my opinion. I'm not saying they're too picky. But I mean, I guess in a way they are a little bit too picky because I think it's Steve Harvey who said, just because you make six figures, does he have to make six figures?
Yeah.
I mean, if we're being real, there are a lot of white women who would say, you know what, he might make $40,000 a year, or he might not make $100,000 a year, but he's a decent guy. He works.
Yeah.
He goes to church. You know, it's a little bit different with black women. Black women, if we're keeping it real. Black women want you to drive a certain type of car. Black women want you to have a certain type of job.
That's just how black women are. If we lie and say that black women aren't that way, we're lying.
Because black women, nobody would comment if I was to say that on Facebook. And the black women, the problem with the black women is they won't admit to these kinds of things. So if you don't ever admit to anything, then we can't grow and learn from it. See, black women would say, oh, no, that's not true. I don't care if you drive a bucket, it's nice. Most black women don't feel that way. But I think that's the stereotype, man. It is like a stereotype. You know what I mean? The thing about it is, it's a stereotype.
We contribute to it. I think the problem with women, period, not black women, but women, period, is they can't find Mr. Right because if you sit down and ask them to describe Mr. Right, they can't do it. They describe things, a job or this. They can't describe, like, you know what I'm saying, genuine quality. They don't know what you're looking for. How do you find something that you don't know what you're looking for? It's like walking through the supermarket and you don't know what you want.
I can describe exactly. I'm a black woman. I know exactly what I want out of a man. And anybody ask me that question, they're going to get it. But that's me. You know what I'm saying? A lot of black women, I think, is stuck on this independency thing. And I think I said something about this on my Facebook one time. Y'all, they always talking about what kind of jobs they got and they balling and doing this and that and the other thing, but half of them ain't even paid for the birth of their own kids. You know, and they own
insurance
and health insurance. They own Medicaid. So, bitch, you ain't doing no better than me. Really, you may have a good job. You may have a good car or whatsoever, but you ain't even paid for the birth of your own child, so you're not as independent as you may think. You know, so
yeah, but
I just say, get off the high horse, son. You know what I'm saying?
But that being said, not beating up on the black woman, but if you be for real, y'all do want a certain type of man. Black women want a certain type of man. I don't care what they say. They want a man 6'5". They my boy said this. They want him to have the swag of Jay-Z. They want him about 6'4", 6'5". They want a man. Black women want a certain type of man. If I was to ask the average single black woman right now, what do you want in a man? They want a certain type of man. And let's be honest, a lot of black women like thug type of cats. They do. They want that swag. They want a brother with a little bit of swag. If I was to send the average black woman, an educated Harvard graduate that made probably $200,000 a year, they would say he's corny. They probably would say he's corny. Because really, they want that swag. Black women want a combination of things in Mr. Right. They
do. You misinterpret what it is. It's applicable to other races. The swag that you speak of is not necessarily some street thug type of mentality. It's more of an alpha male type of mentality. They want a man that's strong and confident, man, because they want to feel protected. If you ask a young white man in any community, you know what I'm saying? The same thing. The same thing applies. So, yeah, a young white girl say, I want a dude that, you know what I'm saying, is confident, is strong. You know, I want a, you know, I mean, if you was to go back in time, they'll say, I want a warrior. You know, I want a this. And all of those things apply. We use certain terms to describe them in our community. But the same thing you're describing, I mean, when you look at TV, the little gold digger type of chick that want a dude or the independent white chicks, they all say the same thing that you just said about black women. I think the problem with black women is that black men stereotype.
So the black women that are saying, where's Mr. Right? Derek, why can't I? They ask me this every single day. Derek, I'm single. Why can't I find a good man? Why can't I find a good man? And I said, well, what about that garbage man that takes out your trash every day? What about the mailman? What about the UPS guy? But if you don't look a certain way, or if you don't fit a certain type of image, I'm telling you how a lot of black women think. They won't admit it, but they think this way.
Because black
that garbage
women,
man
though.
Will try to talk to them, and they'll be like, he works, and their girlfriend will say, girl, he a garbage man. Black women listen to a lot of what their girlfriends say, too.
This is the point. Why do you keep saying black women? Everything that you've just said applies to women in every community of every
I disagree. I disagree totally.
I think black women
have a certain. I'm not beating up black women, but I think this is who. Black women are the ones who inbox me. Black women are the ones specifically who say they can't find a good man. I don't have a lot of white women asking that. I have mostly African American women, and they usually face the same dilemma in the black community.
I deleted my old Facebook. And so I don't have a lot of the socializing I used to do on there. But I communicated with women in Europe, you know what I'm saying, in Africa, and we all had the same conversations, man. I'm like, you know what I'm saying, I'm a listener. I listen to what women don't say. A lot of dudes pay too much attention to what's coming out their face. You know what I'm saying? What's coming out their face is emotions a lot of time. It's not what it's what they're not saying that you really have to learn to tune into. You see what I'm saying? A lot of women are hurt.
We're going to have to wrap this up for today. They give us a half hour to talk about
this, you know.
We're going to be going full time September. You guys are going to have 2-hour slots. We are giving people a little taste of the shows that we're going to be doing next season.
I love black women. I just tell you.
Yeah, we love black women. Don't get it wrong.
I just think Facebook is not a good example, man, of like really what it is, because the type of woman that is, you know what I'm saying?
There's a lot of women on there, but
a lot of the women that vent on there, you know what I'm saying? It's like they're not really true to who they really are anyway. Some of them say stuff on there that they wouldn't say in real life, you know, and some of it is true, but some of it is bullshit.
you know, because there's no real threat of it. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, man, my whole thing is anytime you start conversations with things like real shit or, you know, black women or the honest to God truth or, you know what I'm saying, what real niggas do, all of these things, they shut down any room for genuine dialogue. And in all communities nowadays, that's what people do. People start conversations off or start topics off or whatever with, like, what I'm about to say is the facts. Anything contrary to this is bullshit. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, man, I mean, I enjoyed the conversation, man, because I enjoy seeing other people's perspectives. You know what I'm saying? I'm that dude. I'm 6'5". You dig what I'm saying? I'm a confident dude, man. But I was, you know, in elementary school, junior high school, a short, kind of chubby, stocky dude. And I had the same, as you call it, swag, you know what I'm saying, then. And that comes from confidence. You know what I'm saying? So I just think, man, you know, I mean, I say it. I got a boy that's a UPS driver, and he, man, he kind of abused women. And I think that's bad, but, you know, I mean, hey, you know, you do what you do, man. I think a woman can see past your UPS driver if you got that confidence. Plus, dudes, getting shot down, man, ain't no thing. I like, come back and holler again and again and again. And again,
you're talking for guys like me and you. See, I've always been hella confident. Women have never been a problem for me. That's for me, though.
I'm talking about
a lot of these.
No, you're talking about the black man then, and not the black woman. So it's like his fault.
I'm talking about both.
If you don't got a good job, you think women is out of
your league. There's a dilemma in the black community, period, when it comes to relationships, when it comes to dating, when it comes to being on that same page. Not just black men, not just black women. There's a dilemma, period.
Hey, but hear this out. Listen, this is real talk for real people, right? Listen, and this goes to women and men, right? Listen, it becomes a time in your life. You know, you could be older, younger, but as a time, it becomes a time in your life where sometimes you just get sick and tired of being sick and tired. And listen, if you really want to make something work with the other sex that you're dealing with, you know, man want woman, woman want man. It doesn't matter. If you just, actually I can't say give up, but give up a part of yourself to be a part of them, then stuff will start working out more often. It's never 50-50. It's always 60-40.
Compromise.
No compromise. Nobody want. Everybody wants to make. Look, just like you said, if you don't have this job, if you ain't driving this, the woman don't want to compromise. Look, I might be walking. I might be walking, but I might go to church. I might be faithful to her.
Right. See, but does that make you less of a man because you don't drive a Benz? I drive nice cars, so I get attention from women just because I drive a Benz or just because I drive an Audi or I got an Escalade. But see, a lot of men, they walk and they're on the bus. Does that make them less of a man because they don't drive a nice car?
Of course not.
That's why that's my problem with African-American women. I'm not picking on them. I'm just speaking the truth.
That's the truth.
That same thing applies to all women.
Absolutely not. But I'm going to let it go on that note. I know she got to wrap it up, but I've enjoyed the forum, guys. Let's do this again.
Yeah. We got to do it, guys. Got to pick it up. I love you guys. Thank you so much for calling in payroll and your women. You guys, make sure you tweet the link out and have people come over and listen and see what we have in store for them. And I appreciate everybody that called in, everybody that's listening via computer, laptop, whatever. Thank you for the support. And we are out of the door, you guys. Later on.
God
bless.
Put the
leg on my wall.
Peace. Yeah, grease.
Hello?
It's Trey Deuce, man. What they do with
your car? Shit, what's happening, my man?
Not much, man. Down here, you know what I'm saying? Searching for this deal.
Greg White, BMG Music Publishing.
Okay.
Where you coming from?
Man, I'm coming from the dub.